Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
I'm gonna party like it's Wednesday, with Minnesota all night. Won't go to bed before 9:30, got a six-pack of Sunny Delight. The party don't stop till the bodies are empty, it's Wednesday.
I haven't heard that song in a minute. What's that song called?
You have? I have never heard that song, period, in my whole life. What? It's called Wednesday by Dave and Brian.
I feel like it's like a Disney Channel song.
Let's find out. Wednesday.
I could be totally lying, and it just like sounds vaguely familiar.
I don't think it is a Disney Channel song, judging by these two men who are clearly like in their 30s who wrote it.
They could be writing tunes for Disney Channel, and they could have just played on something.
Oh. All of my electronics are in an open rebellion against me.
That's okay. Honestly, who cares? We'll figure it out later.
We have to know. We'll die if we don't know. That was recommended by friend of the podcast, Riley. Thank you, Riley.
Shout out, Riley.
Please send us your Wednesday songs. It makes my life a lot easier.
All right. Welcome to your mini-sode.
Hello. Is it us you're looking for? We can see.
Or is it Jenna and Kevin?
Right. Did you see? Okay, for context, for anyone who isn't Lena and I and just knows what the other person is thinking right when they say something, Jenna Oshkosh and Kevin McHale are not restarting their Glee podcast, but starting a whole
new Glee podcast,
which is so interesting to me because I assume they pick up where they left off. They're starting at the pilot again.
Yeah.
Which makes me be like, what kind of stuff are we going to learn about season one that they didn't talk about already in Showmance? Because clearly, if they're starting at the beginning again, they like have stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested to see
what
those first like 25 episodes will hold before we get to uncharted territory.
Yeah.
I also had a very funny thought that made me laugh to myself because I love to make myself laugh and no one else, which is, I remember back during season one of this podcast, I used to listen to the Showmance episode before we recorded our episodes, and I would like throw in little fun facts that I learned from Showmance, and I'd be like, oh, on Jenna and Kevin's podcast, I said this. And I was like, now that we've covered more of Glee than Showmance did, do you think they're going to do that with our podcast?
Absolutely, definitely, 100%.
They'd be like, well, I was listening to her covering Gleek, and they talked about this on this episode, so I think that's very interesting. So, Jenna and Kevin, I give you full permission to talk about anything that we talk about as long as you credit us, as long as you cite your sources.
Kind of like how Ian did when he went, Jenna and Kevin talked about this on Showmance. Literally, so many people like tagged us in like all their announcements, and they were like, get Recovering Gleek on. And I was like, y'all, for real, they were on Glee. Loves that. They'll definitely have us on, though.
Y'all, for real, they tried to say the name of our podcast during Snixmas, and they pronounced it wrong.
They said the Glee podcast.
And I said,
they said Gleek podcast or something.
Yeah, they said Gleek podcast. And I said, Jenna Oshkowitz, I love you dearly, I forgive you, but that's not what our podcast is called.
Oh my gosh. We match again, first of all. I wanted to mention that.
Oh my
gosh. You're wearing a pink, I'm wearing a maroon. We do this every time.
Wow. You can't keep us. You can't keep our minds apart. I don't care if we're on opposite sides of the country, baby.
I know.
We're going to wear matching outfits every day.
We do. It's the craziest thing we do. We're like those twins. There's like twin babies on TikTok whose mom like sends one of them out of the room and then lays out two outfit options. And then one will come in and pick an outfit and the other will come in and have the same two options and pick the same outfit that her twin picked. That's you and me.
That's us in the past. Our moms actually recorded those back in like the late 90s.
Those babies are actually us.
And they're just now releasing them from the vault. They put them in a time capsule and they just open the time capsule and they're putting them on the internet.
Also, I bet you're wondering, Lena, Ian, you guys have different moms in different families. How are you twins? It's actually a really funky thing. It's like a sister-sister, mm-hmm. Tia Tamara thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, we're twins, but we're in different families.
Yeah, you know how like, so like fraternal twins is like two eggs get fertilized at the same time. This is a biology lesson for all of you. Identical twins is one egg that gets fertilized and splits in two. Sometimes the split is so... It's crazy. Like,
it's crazy. It goes into another person.
Into another person's uterus and then just kind of lays dormant for a year and a half. And that's what happened with us. The thing
is, it took me a minute. It took me a minute. I had to cook a little longer.
I mean, you shot across state lines to another woman's uterus. You had a lot going on.
I did.
You had a lot going on.
Well, famously, I was like a huge baby, so I was cooking for a long time.
Yeah. You were cooking for freaking 27 months. We can't blame you.
That's why I was 11 pounds, 8 ounces.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Hello.
I know. I remember I told you how much I weighed as a baby right after one of your nibblings was born, and you were like, I have no frame of reference for that. And now you've had more babies born in your family, and now you know what babies are supposed to weigh.
Yeah, now I know like how tiny a newborn normally is. Oh my gosh.
And how I was twice the size.
You came out with hair on your chest. Shoot. Like, this is this thing's got to start paying taxes already. Oh my gosh.
I had a tiny briefcase. When Roz Washington makes jokes about Becky being like a full-blown adult, but also Sue's child, and how Sue was like giving birth to an adult, that is actually based in reality and a medical anomaly that I was born 2 years old.
Ian Brennan was reading a medical journal and it said the Knatzer phenomenon.
It was how we were twins, but I was cooking longer. I came out as old as you.
Yes.
That is so funny. Oh my God.
Well, hello everyone. My name is Ian Allred. I am in fact a twin, something I haven't shared with all of you. And I only cooked for 9 months, but I am a Gleek.
Hey everyone, my name is Lena Knatzer, and how many months are we apart? Sorry, I always forget.
I don't know, genuinely. Okay, so
you were born in May, September, I was born in September.
But you're September 96, right?
Yeah.
So that's a year.
You're May 95.
That's a year and 4 months. So that's 16 months plus 9 is 25 months. You're cooking for 25 months.
Hey, what's up everyone? I was cooking for 25 months, and I'm a Gleek. Woo! Welcome to your mini-sode. You excited to get into this?
Welcome to your Katie or Gaga mini-sode. Just kidding, it's actually your Midnight's mini-sode, because way more people asked us about Midnight's than anyone said anything about Katie or Gaga.
Which, honestly, huge fucking respect, y'all. I'm glad y'all have your priorities straight. I know I do.
But we do have some Katie or Gaga stuff in here. Yeah. Don't fret.
We will talk about Midnight's, but after we talk about Katie or Gaga. Katie or Gaga. Whoa.
Was that Radio Gaga?
Yeah. I love that.
Honestly, that's what Queen was talking about.
Yeah. They were talking about this episode.
They couldn't put it into words yet. It was one of those things where like, You know, when like someone sees the future, but they like don't exactly know because they don't have a frame of reference for it because it's not something they're familiar with. It's like that scripture in Isaiah in the Old Testament. We're getting real religious on you that people are like, Isaiah's talking about an airplane because he talks about like a thing that has like the body of an eagle and the roar of a lion or something. And people are like, it's an airplane. He just didn't have a frame of reference for how to describe it. Freddie Mercury saw this episode of Glee, but he didn't know who Katy Perry was.
He didn't know who Glee was. He didn't know who any of those students were.
He was like, a lot of people are singing, and they keep saying the word Gaga, and he wrote Radio Gaga. He's like, all I hear
is Katy or Gaga.
Yeah, he's like, this man who should not be left alone with these children just keeps saying something that I swear is like, are you Radio Gaga? He just misheard. He just misheard.
Totally. Katy, you're Gaga.
Is that scripture in Isaiah? Did I make that up? 1 second.
You're asking the wrong girl.
You don't know? You don't know? That's so weird. That's so weird because I famously know
a lot about the Bible.
We're talking about Glee, so how on earth could we not be talking about the Old Testament?
Honestly, Glee is just a parable.
I've been saying this for years.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so upon Googling it, this is a very much a specifically Mormon folktale that this part of Isaiah is talking about an airplane, and also it's one of those things that it's not like the LDS church teaches this. It's just like a bunch of random Mormons decided and kind of like tell each other. But there's something in Isaiah 5 where it talks about like he talks about something about like their horses' hooves shall be counted like flint and their wheels like a whirlwind. And some people are like, he's talking about a train. And then it says something about their roaring will be like a lion. And people think that that's about an airplane. You guys, I don't know. That analogy got away from me. But that's Freddie Mercury writing Radio Gaga.
Oh, that's what we were talking about. Are you ready to get into it?
Oh, Radio Gaga. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely. I had to think about it. Let's kick things off with, it's someone's birthday. So let's hear from them. Everybody, up first, we've got Yanula.
Everybody, get up. Hi, guys. Just a little taste of what's just to come next week. Hi, guys. It's me, Anula, she, her, from Youngstown again. I'm once again emailing you with the voice-to-text option and a what? I can tell this is voice-to-text because I got a little confused reading it. Okay, going again. I'm once again emailing you with the voice-to-text option in a while... Ian, just read what it means, not what it says. I'm once again emailing you with the voice...
No, read what it says.
Here's what it says. I'm once again emailing you with the voice-to-text option in a while driving in my car, haha. That's supposed to say voice-to-text option while driving my car, haha. So if it doesn't make sense, sorry. Well, Yanula, we did our best. Two questions for you. One, Lena and maybe N... I'm legally changing my name. How did you like Midnights by Taylor Swift? Is it perfect? I'm writing this on the 19th, so I don't know if it's perfect. Please let me know if it's perfect. Question number two. Guys, my birthday is October 21st. That's right. The same day that Midnights comes out. Can you sing me happy birthday, please? I'm going to New York City for my birthday, so if I happen to see you on the subway, please know I will cry if I see you. I love you a lot. Bye, sing me... Oh, it says, I love you a lot by sing me, period. Happy birthday, period. I love you a lot by sing me happy birthday is what I believe that should say. Yanula, happy birthday. if you see me on the subway, I will also cry because what am I doing in New York City? Did I get fired? Did I lose my job and move back?
I love that.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Oh my gosh. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Yanula. Happy birthday to you. Shout out to Lena Full covering her ears so that our sound delay did not throw her off.
It didn't work.
You stayed on tempo. No, you stayed on tempo.
I try my best. That's a song I know pretty well. I've sung it a bunch.
Really?
Yeah, that's, people I just feel like ask such me a... to sing that song.
You're telling me you know Wednesday by Dave and Brian and you know Happy Birthday?
I do, seriously. Queen I like show of obscure up to parties music. And people are like, sing Happy Birthday. And I'm like, oh God, not again. I just go to parties and they ask me to do that.
People are singing Happy Birthday to Birthday Party, and you're like, ugh, I like this song so much better before it went mainstream.
Honestly, I gatekeep Happy Birthday.
You're like, I knew this song. I was listening to the song like years ago, and now everyone's singing it. Oh my gosh. It's so old hat. Like this, I really liked the song when I was like 3, but now it's like I'm kind of over it, you know?
No, you know me so well. I'm glad you said it because you took the words right out of my mouth. I've said those exact words. Oh, Yanula, happy birthday. Oh my gosh.
Yay.
I hope it was a good birthday. I didn't see you on the subway, but I will be on the subway in like an hour. So,
So Yanula, listen to this. Get in your time machine, girl.
Go back in time. But I'll also be on the subway the day this comes out too. So I mean, if you see me, I hope you say hi. But happy birthday. Hope you had a good birthday. And your question about Taylor Swift Midnights, it is perfect to me. I love it. I love it a lot. I keep listening to it. And I'm like, God, this is a no skip album. I love it so much. We'll talk about it more a little later, but I hope you had a good birthday. Fun birthday hanging out in New York City.
Heck yeah.
I love that. Hope you had a good birthday. We love you so much. Oh my gosh. Let's keep moving. Let's talk to Danae, how about?
Sounds good to me, pal. Hey, Ian and LPC. I often think about the intense lack of Taylor Swift on this show. She has all these songs about wanting to sing... Hello. She has all these songs about wanting to sing... Ian, see, and here's the deal. Danae did not use voice-to-text. This email makes perfect sense. I just don't have reading comprehension. Going again. I often think about the intense lack of Taylor Swift on this show. She has all these songs about wanting to sing and about being in high school, but we only hear 2 of her songs in the entire run of the song. Ian. Danae, I'm really sorry. This is not your fault. I don't know what's happening to me. But we...
Do you want me to do it?
I can do it. I promise. I know how to read. But we only hear 2 of her songs in the entire run of the show. You Belong With Me is even a perfect description of the love triangle in the first 2 seasons. An unpopular girl falls for a popular guy, but he is with the popular head cheerleader. But they don't even do that song. However... No episode of Glee makes me feel the lack of Taylor Swift more than this episode. With the way they're trying to pit Katie and Gaga as polar opposites, with the Katie's being described as wholesome, innocent, romantic, all-American girl and boy next door types, it just feels like they're talking about Taylor Swift. And if they wanted to have these polar opposites be in the Glee Club, wouldn't comparing either Katy Perry or Lady Gaga to Taylor Swift make more sense? Or heck, just compare all 3 of them against each other? It also would have been funny if Glee had predicted the Katie and Taylor feud like a year before it started happening. I think my real problem with the Jarlee plot going south is that it seems to be influenced by real life events, and really bad ones at that. Trigger warning, mentions of abuse. In Melissa Benoist's Instagram video from November 2019, where she first came forward about her history as a domestic violence survivor, the person she's talking about pretty quickly was rumored to be Blake Jenner. and she mentions that on top of the physical abuse, her abuser also would not want her to have a love interest who wasn't played by himself. The most noticeable case of this is in the first season of Supergirl, where the buildup of Supergirl's main relationship at the start of the show gets disrupted when Blake suddenly joined the show as a character that Supergirl immediately got together with. But part of me wonders if that's also what happened here. That the reason Jake and Marley got broken up has little to do with their relationship and much more with Blake and Melissa's abusive relationship at the time. Regardless of how it happened, I don't know why this is the way they had to write the breakup. Jake's cheating plays into a very tired trope of black men in TV and movies always being unfaithful. And Marley being scolded for not following the assignment is very annoying to me. Especially because I am just really tired of Will yelling at a student when they're not doing what he wants. He yelled at Kurt when he wanted to do Britney Spears at the start of season 2. He yelled at Quinn for daring to call his glee club dumb at the start of season 3. And now he's yelling at Marley for not being a good teammate. Why can't this man just have a conversation with his students? Why can't he just try to find the underlying reason for their behavior instead of immediately assuming the worst of them? I get that the guys on her team are mad at her to an extent. They're dumb teenagers who are just disappointed. But it should be Will's job to try and maintain the peace and work this out. But instead, he just piles onto Marley. And then he suspends her? William Schuster, it is not this big of a deal. Why not suspend Rachel for sending Sunshine to a crack house? Oh, of course not. She's amazing and can get away with everything. I'm sure that if Rachel had burst into a Lady Gaga song with a Katy Perry outfit, it would be described as a perfect breaking of the rules, which is exactly what Lady Gaga stands for, so a great way to follow the assignment. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait until your next episode, Danae. P.S. I was kind of invested in the Roar versus Brave drama in 2013, but in hindsight, it was really just on social media. Whenever Sarah Bareilles was asked about it, she just said that Katie was her friend and she didn't feel like there were any problems. She even mentioned how the song gained popularity with the comparisons, since the song didn't chart on the Billboard Top 40 until after Roar came out. So if anything, the situation already worked out in her favor. And that is why I'm a Sarah Bareilles. Much love to Katy Perry and Lady Gaga, but third option Sarah Bareilles, sorry!
But also third option, Taylor Swift. That's
true.
Me.
True.
And looking at it from this perspective, it is so, so crazy that there's not a lot of Taylor Swift on this TV show. And there's like multiple reasons that people have theorized why that happens. And I don't know, Dina, you're so right. You feel it in this episode for sure. And we talked about it a little bit, like Katy Perry to us was like pretty scandalous back mm-hmm. in the day. Like, comparing her to Lady Gaga is just, like, not the comparison they think they're making.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, it's so weird to me, this the way this episode talks about Katy Perry. Because I'm like, are we talking about the same Katy Perry?
Literally.
This whole, like, goody two-shoes vibe. I do feel like, Katy Perry, her expression of her sexuality was always kind of like, to me at least, it felt like the like accidentally sexy, you know?
Sure.
But it was always, I don't know, I'm like afraid that I'm like this is gonna come across as me criticizing her. It's not. But like, I understand kind of where the writers were coming from in the sense that Katy Perry always was kind of going for the image of like candy and sugar mm-hmm. and like very girly girl and very mm-hmm. like quote unquote innocent imagery.
Yeah.
And then like, oops, I accidentally had my bra be made of candy. And like, oops, no, totally. I accidentally have cleavage showing, or like, oops, I accidentally ended up naked in this cloud. And so,
yeah, totally. It's like, oops, like whipped cream came out of my boobs.
Exactly. But it was never. Totally. Like, it was never that Katie actually thought she was, like, pulling one over on her audience. It's just, like, that's the image that she enjoyed, and that's the image that her audience enjoyed. But she never acted like she was actually, like, a virginal, you know, girl next door, super innocent person. Like,
right.
I feel like innocent is the wrong word, but, like, super, you know.
Well, the way that Marley, like, explains Katie is that way. And I feel like, you know, when you look at, like, their art styles, when you look at, like, Lady Gaga, especially like in this era, like her art style was very like, you know, funky and fun and mm-hmm. like, you know, like art, like spreading paint all over her face. And like, you know, like it was like, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know anything about art, but you know, like funky. And then Katy Perry would do like, you know, cutesy stuff. Like they are opposites mm-hmm. in like terms of aesthetics. That's true. But like in the way that Glee describes it, I don't think so.
Especially because Marley uses Katy as like an expression of herself in the sense that she's like, I am not at the point of everyone else where I am comfortable in my sexuality yet. Like, I'm not ready for that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just a Katy Perry. And I'm like, what Katy Perry are you talking about?
It's because just she's a different sexuality that Katy Perry is doing. It yeah. doesn't mean it's not sexual.
Like, she's very confident in her sexuality.
Yeah.
I don't get the vibe from her at all that she is, you know, it's just weird that she's the poster child for what Marley is going through, because I have never gotten that vibe from her, and I don't think that's her vibe.
I know, but it's also like, I understand, you know, like I said, what they're going for aesthetically. It's just not, you know, Glee is just not doing yeah. any like hard thinking about things. Not that, I don't know, but yeah, like Taylor Swift is certainly missing from this episode, you know, or like at least like a third option that like makes a bit more sense to what they're talking about. Like, yeah. Katy just doesn't fit what they're talking about.
And like, you know, I don't know Taylor Swift as a person. I can't comment on any of that stuff, but her songs, especially from this era, the lyrics are very much like, I am shy.
You belong and I feel like, with me.
Yeah, and like I feel like people don't notice me. Taylor Swift's lyrics definitely fit more what they're going for with Marley than I feel like Katy Perry's lyrics do. I mean, her biggest hit at this time is Teenage Dream, which is all about like, when I'm with you, I feel like a teenager and like want to hook up with you like a teenager would do.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not like I'm sitting in my room alone thinking about how we should be together, but I'm too shy to make anything happen.
Right. I don't know. It just is not what they're describing, yep. you know, as Katy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. On to the rest of your message. I appreciate you bringing up that, especially that the Jake and Marley stuff, especially it like playing into a trope that is like super harmful to Black men, especially mm-hmm. like that is like, you know, a thing that I'm really glad you mentioned, because like that's so harmful and like we definitely need to like, you know, see that. I also appreciate the stuff that you bring up about Melissa Benoist. I think that this totally, absolutely could be that.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know any of these people, so we don't know anything that, like, fully happened. But, okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Ian Aller from Recurring Glee Podcast. This is a very tricky topic because I don't want to, like, talk about real people that I don't know. But also, when their real lives affect the TV show, it's kind of hard to not touch on it.
Yeah.
So, we were not in these writers' rooms. We do not know what happened. But we do know the stuff that Melissa Benoist has talked about in her past relationships and in her life. And also, this Jarlee breakup does kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's out of nowhere.
It doesn't feel really set up at all before the episode that it happens. It feels very abrupt. And who knows why? But, Danae, I agree. It does feel a little weird and suspicious.
Definitely.
So.
Which makes me really, 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 really uncomfortable and sad.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, no matter what, I think it's a dumb, I think the plotline is stupid and it ruins Jake's character and goes against so much character development. And if there were behind the scenes reasons, I feel really bad for everyone involved that had to go through
this. Danae, thank you so much for your message.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur einen Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Up next, we have a message from Ashley.
Hi, LPC and Ian. First of all, love the pod, obviously. I wanted to write in and say that personally, I have found seasons 5 and 6 to be so absolutely unhinged, I can't help but love them. I definitely think them being less serious is, on a very sad note, because of everything that happened with Corey and them not being able to follow the plans they wanted to go through with. On a much happier note, it did give us the best scene in the entire series, Sam and True Jackson VP. My college roommate and I basically peed ourselves laughing when we watched it for the first time. Shout out to future Kate when she catches up. On the note of Katie, Gaga, and the third option, Taylor Swift, I would love to know Lena's thoughts on Midnights, Ian as well. And also, if they had done a Taylor tribute episode with each character picking a different era to represent, who would y'all pick for each? Doesn't have to be time accurate, since it went off the air after 1989, and you're more than welcome to pick any of the 10. Additionally, what eras would y'all pick for yourselves? Sorry this message is so long, but consensual forehead kisses and also hashtag six seasons in a movie! Ash,
six seasons in a movie! Whoa.
What did you just spill?
Sorry, I just dropped all my coffee.
You just spilled coffee?
I did. On the ground.
No!
It wasn't a lot. It was mostly ice. I'm sorry. One more. I'm sorry. Oh, God. Okay. Let's assign a character to Taylor Swift albums.
Great.
Okay.
I have no insights, so this is lying on your shoulders.
Honestly, I barely have insights. Meaning, I love Taylor Swift, and I have every Taylor Swift song on my phone. But do I know these characters at all? Have I ever seen an episode of Glee?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
You haven't.
Okay. Name a character, and I'm just going to assign that character my first thought for an album.
Artie's mom.
Ooh, Artie's mom? Fearless, baby. She's fearless. She is like moved to New York. I'm serious.
Heck yeah.
But also 1989 is the Move to New York album. So I'm going to say 1989.
The female lead of Vocal Adrenaline in season one who says, "We're soulless automatons."
Soulless automatons. Reputation. Bow, bow, bow.
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson? Oh, good one. Speak now.
Okay, I'll give you characters people actually care about now. Who is Quinn Fabre? Era is Quinn Fabre?
Okay. That's a great question, Ian. I'm so glad you brought it up. I'm going to say Red.
Hi.
No, Evermore.
Ooh. What about Brittany S. Pierce?
Brittany S. Pierce, she is Lover.
Oh, 100%. What about Santana Lopez?
Santana Lopez has Reputation. Big Reputation.
Big reputation. You and me would be a big conversation. Ah,
I heard about you. People don't like that song. I love that song.
Reputation might be my favorite Taylor Swift era. I like 1989 as an album. It just like is forever. It might be my favorite Taylor Swift. Sorry, I got a DJ for a second. It's my side hustle. Era. Those kids are having a great time at their bar mitzvah they're at right now. Reputation was so exciting. The most I have ever dipped my toe in the Swiftie pool was during the Reputation era. Every time a video dropped, I was watching it. I was making people watch it. I was reading all the analyses of like the stuff she put in her music videos and what they meant. I talked to my friend for like 45 minutes at one time about why Look What You Made Me Do was an incredible song and why the music video was incredible and all the references she put in it.
You want to give me this TED Talk of yours. I love that.
Anyways, what is Kurt Hummel?
1989. But also folklore.
What is Rachel Berry?
Great question. I think she's 1989, but also red.
Mm. A little bit Kurt, a little bit Quinn. Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What is Plain Blanderson?
I think he's Speak Now.
What about, girl, who are heavy hitters that, like, if we don't mention, people will be mad? Mercedes Jones.
Ooh, Mercedes Jones. Great one. I think Mercedes Jones is Midnight.
Midnight. Ooh, topical. What is Tina Cohen Chang?
Tina Cohen Chang. Ooh, good one. I think Tina Cohen Chang is folklore.
Okay. Artie Abrams.
Artie Abrams is fearless.
Terry Schuster.
Terry Schuster is reputation.
Oh!
That's God's honest.
You and me would be a big conversation. Reputation.
Ah, ever heard about you? Ooh. You like the bad ones too?
What is Sue Sylvester?
Sue Sylvester. Great question. I think she's Reputation too.
Big Reputation. Big. This is Sue when she meets with Terry.
Reputation, sorry.
When she meets with Terry the Lima Bean when she's dressed as Ziggy Stardust. It is going, big Reputation. If Glee had come out post 2017, this is what that scene would have been. Big Reputation. Totally. You and me would be in big, like, conversation. The body roll that she does. And I heard about you. Ooh. Duet between Terry and Sue in the Lima Bean.
And it's like them with, like them meeting with the villains. What do they call each other? Like, do you like the bad ones too?
Yeah.
Who cares?
We got Cheyenne Jackson in there. We got Howard Bamboo in there. Sue's dressed as Ann Coulter.
Seriously.
Sandy Ryerson's in there.
Mm-hmm. What's Sandy Ryerson? Sandy Ryerson is debut, baby.
Oh, heck yeah. He said Tim McGraw. Is that what that song's called?
Hope You Think of Me. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. What is, God, who's like an original that I haven't mentioned? What is Puck?
I want to say Puck is Reputation as well. I think big he would like reputation. That one the most.
Big Reputation. You and me would be a big That's what he said. That's what he said to Quinn the night that they hooked up. And I heard about you. Ooh. You like the bad ones too. What is Marley Rose?
Marley Rose is classic. She Speak Now.
What is Jake Puckerman?
Jake Puckerman is... Jake Puckerman is a dancer. I'm going to give him Evermore.
What is Unique Adams?
Unique. I think Unique is 1989.
Oh, bless her. What is Kitty Wilde?
Kitty Wilde. She's Reputation.
Big Reputation. Big Reputation. This is, I'll set the scene for you. This is beginning of season 4 when she comes up to Jake and she says, oh, look, Marley's flirting with Ryder. You and I have to audition for Grease together. And then she goes, Big Reputation.
Big Reputation. Big Reputation.
You and me would be a big conversation. Ah. If Glee had come out post 2017, that's what they would have sung for their audition song.
Yeah,
goodbye, seriously. Everybody talks.
It's like that time we like assigned all the characters colors and we just did like any like sort of intense character like
we red. Did red.
Like, like any like woman who is sure of herself was red.
I'm sorry. Loving Them was red. 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 Red.
You know, we haven't done Finn.
Oh,
I think
what?
Finn is 1989.
Oh, I thought I had. I'm glad he said that.
Or Fearless.
What's Sam?
Sam is Speak Now.
Heck yeah. What's William Ischester?
Debut.
Him and Sandy Ryerson, that's a cursed album.
He's just another picture to burn.
No one listened to Debut ever again. That's Sandy Ryerson and Will Schuster. What's Emma?
No, that sounds like I don't like Debut. I do like Debut. I think Emma's Lover.
Oh. Gonna go where you are. Go. Oh, that, I didn't say the right word. What's Lauren Zeiss's?
Big reputation. Big reputation.
You would be a big conversation. Ah, that's her when Puck asks her to do 7 minutes of heaven in order for her to join the Glee Club in season two sectionals. If Glee came out in a post-2017 world, that would be the shot of them doing 7 minutes in heaven.
Totally. Oops, our reputation. Sorry, y'all.
Finally, the one that everyone wants to know, the most important one. What is Howard Bamboo?
He's fearless.
Oh, he is so fearless.
Like, let me name some songs that I think would, like, Good. 15, Love Story. Hey, Steven. That is so a Howard Bamboo song.
Hey, Steven.
And it rains in your bedroom, everything is wrong, is so Howard Bamboo. Oh my God. Untouchable. Like, Jump Then Fall. Oh my God. Today was a fairy tale. Howard Bamboo would eat. He
would eat with the acapellas. We're doing a Fearless night. It's just Debut and Fearless.
Yeah, literally.
I forgot about Mike Chang. So what's Mike Chang?
That's a great question. I'm glad you brought it up. I think Mike Chang is Lover as well. Or Red.
And finally, the actual grand finale, the one that everyone actually wants to know about, the one that people have been emailing in about, they've been knocking down our door, they've been sending us pigeon carriers. What is Matt Rutherford?
Matt Rutherford. Wow. I think he's the folklore, : the Long Pong studio sessions.
Honestly, I was hoping you'd say reputation just for the bit, but that answer is better.
Well, ask me what you are.
Oh, actually, genuinely, what am I? Because I have not reputation.
You're not. You can sing it if you want.
Big reputation.
What are you?
Big reputation. I do feel like this question has been asked before.
Yeah, so and I've probably said it before.
Cross-reference it with our previous answer. I don't remember
what
you said.
Yeah, who knows what I said.
I'm sorry, was I drunk when we recorded this episode? I just said cross-reference. You guys, I was so tired.
I think you're a 1989.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I don't know. I have like a sun, moon, rising.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what we got asked, was our Taylor Swift sun, moon, rising.
Oh, I remember.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I will say the same thing I'll say now. I think I said a Lover sun, a Speak Now rising, and then a folklore moon.
Heck yeah.
That's what I am.
Heck
but
yeah.
Also, who knows?
But also...
Also, I love Midnights.
Big reputation. Big reputation. Who did you say was Midnights?
I said Mercedes Jones. I said a couple people. I think maybe two. I don't know. I'm still getting to know Midnights.
Happy Mercedes Jones week, everyone. Go listen to Midnights and think of Mercedes Jones.
It's her week.
It's her week.
Oh, my God. Do you have like an early fave from Midnights?
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, first off, I didn't finish the album.
Well, God damn it.
But, gal, let me look at the track listing. I remember liking You're On Your Own Kid and Lavender Haze a lot. So that's what I'm saying.
I love Lavender Haze.
What about you?
Okay, so my early faves I keep listening to Karma on repeat. Like, I cannot stop listening to Karma. Like, it's so everything to me. Oh my God. I love Karma. Another favorite, I love Bejeweled. I love Bejeweled. I also love Lavender Haze. I really like every song on here. There's really not been a skip for me. Oh my gosh. But Karma, I love Antihero. I love You're On Your Own, Kid. But yeah, I think those ones are my early faves, especially Karma. I cannot stop being like, Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Oh my God, I can't stop. Yesterday I was at work and I was like cleaning and I was dancing and someone was like, I literally know exactly what you're dancing to because I could not stop singing Karma is my boyfriend. That's so fun. I love Midnights. I'm really excited that it exists. Aren't we so lucky
to live in a post-Midnights world?
We are. I love it. I also love Lavender Haze.
Well, Ash, thank you for sending this in.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Mercedes Jones week.
Thank you so much for asking us. Up next, we have a message from Layla.
Hey, Ian and Lena. Question. Have you noticed how much Blaine loves old maps? In his bedroom, he has a big old map of Europe on his wall. My best friend and I found this exact map. It's from 1670. And then, spoiler alert, once he moves to NYC, he has an old-looking globe and a huge pull-down poster of Australia. Like the kind of poster you'd find in a geography classroom. As an Australian, this baffled me.
International listener!
Very strange until you realize he absolutely loves maps and I'm obsessed that this is a thing the set designers are thinking about. So I found a bunch of old maps and made a U quiz. What old map are you giving Blaine for his birthday? I desperately need to know what map you're giving him. It's of the utmost importance. If you have any hot takes on Blaps, Blaine maps, let me know. I'm very invested. Lots of love from Brown Eggs. Got you. This prank was inspired by the OG prankster and the best LPC.
Big reputation. Big reputation.
Oh, you give me a big conversation. And I heard about you. Ooh.
And you heard about you. Ooh. You like the brown eggs too?
For reals this time, lots of love from Layla26, she, her. If Layla was a Taylor Swift era, she would be Reputation. You see these pranks, baby? Let's find out, what old map are you giving Blaine Anderson for his birthday? Enter your name, Reputation. Actually, no.
First question.
Brown eggs. Brown.
Oh, hell yeah. First question. Were you always planning on getting Blaine an old map? Yes. And it's going to be very special and meaningful to prove how much I value him as a friend. I'm still toying with a few other ideas, but probably. Yes, I forgot. It was his birthday. I mean, I got him a map last year and he loved it. So I have to beat the one I got him last year. It took me a while to think of getting a map. But now I have. There's no other option. Honestly, it didn't even cross my mind. Wait, Blaine likes maps? Obviously, you think of Blaine. You think of maps. That's what that says. Okay, what are you picking?
I'm putting yes, but I forgot it was his birthday because I am the king of having no concept of time and then being like, oh, their birthday's tomorrow, or like, it's December 23rd and I haven't gotten anything for anyone.
Totally, totally. I'm going to put, it took me a while to think of getting a map, but now that I have, there's no other option.
Oh, we're going to put this quiz on the Reddit. So if you want to take it along with us, go check that out.
Yeah.
Question two. Okay, what did you get him last year? Look, it was late because I'd forgotten, but I got him a book on maps. I organized a surprise party for him at a piano bar and he stole the show. An I Heart Cartography mug. I already told you I got him a map and it slapped, so it's going to be really hard to find a better one this year. I didn't know Blaine last year. We've only become friends pretty recently. Tickets to a Broadway show. His fave bougie hair gel. A gift certificate for The Gap, and it was a bit weird. Only later did I find out about the Gap attack incident. maybe a gift certificate to the Gap, because I, like, genuinely, mm-hmm. this is something I hate about myself. I'm a really bad gift giver.
Me too. I am too.
What are you putting?
I'm putting, I'm putting tickets to a Broadway show, because I feel like most of, like, the gifts that I end up giving, because I don't know how to give gifts either, is just, like, experiences. It's like, hey, do you mm-hmm. want to go out to dinner?
That's that's my go-to. If it's someone's birthday, I'm like, I'm paying for a meal and we're going to hang out because I don't know what to get you. And also, I like spending time with people.
Me too. I'm a quality time girl. I'd rather, like, go hang out with someone mm-hmm. and show them how much I love them. I'm a bad gift giver.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Up next, we have... There's a bet going. What song do you think, not what you want, Blaine is going to sing this year on his birthday? About Damn Time, Lizzo, Levitating, Dua Lipa, Matilda, Harry Styles. Oh, this is That's What I Want by Lil Nas X. Stay, The Kid LAROI featuring Justin Bieber, but an acoustic version. Glimpse of Us by Joji. Shivers, Ed Sheeran. I don't think he'll sing this year.
Well, I think he's probably going to sing Reputation by Taylor Swift. But
that's what I think.
Based on these options, I want Stay, The Kid LAROI featuring Justin Bieber, but an acoustic version.
I love that. I'm putting I'm Levitating by Dua Lipa. Dua Peep, yeah.
Okay, now tell me what you want him to sing. Same options. What do I want Blaine to sing?
I want him to sing Matilda.
Honestly, Stay, The Kid LAROI featuring Justin Bieber, but an acoustic version.
Pick a Blaine quote. Well, he's not coming out anytime soon. I don't think I've ever made that big of a fool of myself, which is really saying something because I've performed in theme parks. Roxy Music makes me want to build a time machine just so I can go back to the 70s and give Brian Ferry a high five. This is a song for anyone who's ever been cheated on. Screw Optimus Prime. Kurt, oh my gosh, I open my mouth and a little purse falls out. Blaine, that's not gay. You move me, Kurt. And then Courage. What's your pick?
Your move, Kurt.
Your move, Kurt.
You know, when they're fighting. I don't know how to read.
Your move, Kurt.
I don't think
I'm picking cheated on.
I don't think I've ever made that big of a fool of myself, which is really saying something because I performed in theme parks.
That's you.
I was going to say, been there, King. Okay, but do you believe Blaine would have really cheated on Kurt with the Eli guy after he was so hurt when Kurt emotionally cheated with Chandler? I do. I do not. I do not.
I do not.
Speaking of the Jake Puckerman character assassination, the amount of times that a character just cheats on someone for no reason in this show, these writers need to get a new trick. Hater.
Seriously, what do you bring at the party? A bag of chips, buffalo wings with blue cheese ranch, a store-bought roast chicken, a croquembouche. I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm not fancy enough to know what that is either.
I mean, neither. Oh my gosh, brown eggs. I don't know. A map cake. Come on, what else? Cupcakes. One for each year of his life, decorated with a photo of a meaningful memory from that last year. I'm buying everyone pizza, alcohol. I'm bringing alcohol.
A croquembouche is a French dessert.
Croquembouche?
There's too many French words in this definition. Is a French dessert consisting of pastry puffs piled into a cone and bound with threads of caramel. Oh, that sounds good. However, I'm not bringing that.
Okay.
A bag of chips.
Hell yeah. You cannot go wrong with a bag of chips at a party.
What are you getting him for Christmas? Brown eggs. I'm a bad gift giver. I was thinking a nice hamper for him and Kurt. I wasn't planning on getting him anything. I'm going to write him a song and perform it with him. Another map. Cash. A really nice fancy frame for the map I got him for his birthday. I don't know if we're close enough to be exchanging Christmas gifts. I thought we'd agreed on Secret Santa. I don't know if we're close enough to be exchanging Christmas gifts is my answer.
I'm giving him... I was thinking a nice hamper for him and Kurt. Do you like maps? No, I don't get the hype of maps. They're okay, I guess. I'm literally obsessed. And if you don't get it, you don't deserve to see Blaine's collection. I've never really thought about it. They're maps. I actually hate maps. Sure, they're cool. Absolutely, I'm jealous of all Blaine's cool maps. Indifferent, but they make Blaine happy, so I'm happy.
I want to put I actually hate maps just for the comedy. Just someone who's like, literally,
that is so funny.
I loathe to see a map.
But also the comment, no, I don't get the hype like of maps. I love that.
But if I'm being honest, I would say indifferent, but if they make Blaine happy, then I'm happy. I love something that someone's passionate about, whether I'm also passionate about it or not, you know?
I love that. I'm going to put, I actually hate maps.
Final question. Do you think Blaine will like your map? There is not a doubt in my mind. Pretty sure, but still nervous to give it to him. I hope he doesn't already have it. Wait, is everyone else getting Blaine maps?
I'm going to put, wait, is everyone else getting Blaine maps?
I'm putting, I hope he doesn't already have it. All right, let's find out what maps we're getting him. Ooh. You go first because my result is still loading.
My result, the county of Yolo, California, 1900. Dude, he's going to love this map. And if he doesn't, I'll happily keep it. It's beautiful.
Wait, the county of Yolo?
Yeah, Y-O-L-O, Yolo. You only live once, Yolo. Shoot.
I got the Blaine homeowner map, Minnesota, 1887. Look, he won't tell you that this is a homeowner map and Blaine isn't a place in Minnesota. But it's aesthetic, and he honestly might already own this one, but you can never have too many maps of your own name. It's like a plot of land that says Blaine across it.
I love that.
Shoot, Blaine.
Mine just looks like California, and it's got like, it's like a tan map with like red and like light blue. It's really beautiful. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what a homeowner map is. Does that mean that the Blaine family owns this plot of land? Let me know, Brown Eggs. Or let me know, Blaine, because I thought this was a place in Minnesota. Shoot.
Oh my gosh. Layla, thank you so much for this quiz. It made me laugh. Oh my gosh.
That's all our emails on Radio Gaga. Thank you for sending them in. Now we're going to play a little relative pitch.
Oh, hell yeah. Great.
So we got Marry the Night by Lady Gaga, Applause by Lady Gaga, Wide Awake by Katy Perry, or Roar by Katy Perry. And you are up first because you had the Glacts, and you're going to sing Wide Awake by Katy Perry.
Okay, I think it's like, falling from cloud nine, rising from the high, I'm letting go tonight. That's what I think it is.
Okay, so your cloud nine is an A.
A.
Of course, you were on pitch.
Big reputation. Ooh, you and me, we got a big conversation.
And I heard about you. Ooh, you got relative pitch. That's a B flat into an A, which is what you sang.
Okay, I want you to sing Applause.
I live for the applause, applause, applause. Live for the applause, applause. Live for the applause, applause. Live for the way that you scream and cheer for me. The applause, applause, applause. Give me the thing that I love. Put your hand... No. Turn the lights on. Put your hands up. Make them touch, touch. Okay, so my turn the lights on. Was A flat, G flat, B flat, E flat. I was a half step sharp. Half step sharp, they did G, A, F, D. Big reputation. Big reputation of being bad at this game. That's Radio Gaga. Thank you so much for being here. Next up, we're talking about End of Twerk, an episode.
Everybody get up.
Everybody get up. an episode that no one has any thoughts about because it doesn't contain anything divisive at all. So
at all.
If you
that
have thoughts,
whole episode is just
It's just very middling and nothing really noteworthy happens. So
totes.
If you have thoughts on End of Twerk, send them to us or coveringgleek@gmail.com. Thank you so much for being here. Mm-hmm. Love you all.
Yeah, here is a mini kiss on your mini forehead. I've got to go to work.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.
My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.